大家好。
Greetings.
我们开始之前，我们祈祷。
Let us pray.
向天父，我们为大家的教会感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for our church.
我们知道主耶稣爱这个教会，为教会舍命。
We know that our Lord loved the church and died for the church.
我们也知道主你的眼从岁首到年终一直看顾着的教会。
We also know that the Lord's eyes watch over the church from the beginning to the end of the year.
我知道有两个家庭快要离开这个教会，搬到别的地方去。
We understand that two families shall be moving to different places.
我们特别为到这个两个家庭的平安交托在主手中。
We also present their peace into thy hands.
也为到MMCC 交托在主手中。
We may also present the church into thy hands.
愿意主你的恩典厚厚的祝福这个教会。
May your blessing heavily be upon this church.
也为到我们今天崇拜能够通过听到去敬拜你。
We also want to worship you through trust and obey.
听我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
Hear our prayer in name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
前苏联的主席的是斯大林。
The leader of the previous Soviet Union is Joseph Stalin.
有一次呢，他叫他所有的部下到他面前来。
Once he summoned all his people to his presence.
那么呢，他就拿一只活活的鸡，拿住在他的手上。
So he took what?
A living chicken.
A living chicken in his hand.
那么呢，他就从这个鸡身上呢一条毛一条的剪子拔出来。
And he started picking the feathers from chicken one by one.
那么直到呢这条鸡呢一条毛在他身上都没有。
Until there was no feather left.
那么呢他做完以后呢，他就告诉他手下的人。
After that, he told his people, watch carefully. He put the chicken on the floor. And he threw the rice right in front of the chicken. Now, this chicken, featherless one, just followed Stalin.
那么沙林呢就说，这个就是我们统治苏联的方法。
But this is the way we use to control the Soviet Union.
他说，虽然我们折磨这些移民呢，这么惨，但是如果我们给他吃呢，他还是会跟着我。
Even though we treat them so cruelly, if we give them food, they will still follow us.
啊。沙林呢，他是用惧怕去统治他的国家。
So he used the fear to control his country.
有人呢读圣经呢，他觉得神跟沙林没有什么分别。
To some people who read the Bible, they see the Bible is not much different from Stalin.
他们觉得他批评神呢，他说神也是用惧怕管理人。
So they criticize that God uses fear to control us.
圣经说嘛，你听神的话，神的祝福你。
The Bible says, if you listen to God, God will bless you.
那你不听他的话呢，他叫你去地狱啊。
If you don't listen to him, he'll send you to hell.
那我其实呢，我想回答这个问题，用今天的经文去回答这个问题。
So today I'm going to use this passage to answer that question.
其实呢，这个问题的关键呢是
So the key here is on yourself.
这个关键是，是不是所有惧怕都是不好的呢？
So the question is, are all fear not good?
如果不是的时候，有好的惧怕可以带来我们什么样的后果？
So if that's not true, then what good fear will bring consequences to us. From the beginning of the year, we've been discussing the Ten Commandments. I don't know if you remember the content of what we have been talking. So if you start from chapter 19, you know that made a covenant at Mount Sinai with his people. So Ten Commandments is most important content of the covenant.
所以呢,从20章3节到17节呢,就是摩西告诉以色列人十诫的内容。So
from chapter 20, from verses 3 to 17, is Moses taught the content of the Ten Commandments to the people.
讲完以后呢,18节开始呢,就讲到了这些百姓的反应。After
that, beginning verse 18, start talking the response of the people.
18节讲到东白天见到雷轰闪电摇身星，上上雾烟受到远远的站立。So
verse 18, when the people saw the thunder and lightning and heard the trumpet and saw the mountain in smoke, they trembled with fear. They stayed at a distance.
有的时候呢，我们以为啊，与神立约就是好像从一个大公司里面拿到一个合同一样。
Sometimes we think when we have a covenant with God, as if we obtain a big contract from a company.
你应该是很高兴的。This
should be very happy.
但是你发觉呢，其实以色列人呢，当他与神立约的时候，他们是很害怕的。But
you realize the Israelites, they were very fearful when they receive the covenant.
但是呢，我要告诉你呢，他们这个害怕是一个好的害怕。But
I want to tell you, their fear is a good fear.
第一样就是呢，他们的害怕带给他们一个面对现实的时刻。So
for the first, their fear brought them a reality check.
那为什么以色列人见到神的时候呢，他们会发抖？
Why do they tremble when they see God? Because God has shown them His glory. Then they realize that God they believe Jehovah is different from all the idols in Egypt.
其实所谓的神呢，他是有眼不能看，有嘴巴的，但是不能讲话。For
those idols, they have the eyes, but they cannot see. They have a mouth, but they cannot speak.
但是呢，耶和华是一个活活的神。But
Jehovah is a living God.
18节讲到呢，他讲话呢，好像行雷一样。In
it says, when he talks, as if it's thundering.
他出现的时候呢，带来闪电。So
when he comes, he comes with lightning.
就是在这个时候呢，以色列人就很惧怕。That's
why they become fearful.
这个就是以色列人面对现实的一个时刻。This
is the time when the Israelites face the reality.
他知道神原来的跟人的距离是多么大。They
realize how distant they are from God. The Lord is a great God. So they stood at a distance. They do not want, dare to come close. Are you facing reality? How are you going to face God?
有人呢觉得我就是神。Someone
think I am God.
好像我们刚刚看这个，少林呢，他就是这样子的一个人。
just like Stalin. He's one of those. He wanted people to worship him. If you don't listen to me, I'll just put you to that. The biggest mistake he made is he is only a human. So when we face the glory of God, we have a fear, but that is a good fear. So he wants us to put us where we ought to be. Sometimes we act as if we are a fool student who criticize the teachers.
为什么你要求我们呢讲话之前要举手，但是你讲话的时候你永远不举手。
So they ask the teacher, why do you ask us to raise our hands before we ask, but you never raise your hand before you talk?
其实我们听到这个道理很简单，因为他是老师，不是学生，他们是不同等级的嘛。
So this is very simple. He's the teacher, you are the students, you have different positions. So the rules are set by the teacher does not apply to himself. So if we realize we are different from God, then many of the criticism would disappear. There are two kinds of people in this world, they do not fear God. They even deny God's existence. So they have no way to know God. They feel they are just like God. So if we realize we are different from God, then we begin to realize to know the God of the Bible.
所以呢，我们回到史塔林的事情的时候，为什么史塔林把这些不听他话的人杀死呢？他就是一个暴君，但是神把不听他话的人杀死，神不是一个暴君。So
we didn't realize why when Stalin killed people who do not listen to him, we would consider him as a tyrant. But when God doesn't like people when they don't listen to him, and we don't think him that way.
主要的原因就是史塔林呢，他是一个人。Because
Stalin is a man.
他没有这个权利呢，把这些不听他的话的人杀死。He
has no right to kill those who doesn't listen to him.
但是我们的神呢，是创造我们的。But
our God is the Creator who created us.
但他创造我们的时候呢，也创造这个世界的定律。When
he created us, he also created the whole world, the universe. So if he didn't create all the commandments, then the world would not be in the right function. He not only created the nature around us, he also created rules of ethics and moral law. So God judges us according to the moral law he has decreed. That's why they say if you commit sin, you have to face God's judgment.
对一个创造者来说呢，他不可能不定下这些道德的定义。
So for a creator, he will always have the decrees of this law.
所以当你明白神的地位，这时候呢，我们就不会批评神呢，好像一个暴君。
So if we know we are imperfect, we know we cannot criticize God.
所以呢，好的惧怕第一个带给我们的好的结果呢，就是我们面对现实。
So the good thing that first brought to us by good fear is we face reality.
另外一个呢，好的惧怕带来的后果呢，就是顺服。
So the next what brought to us by good fear is obedience.
那以色列人呢，见到神的时候呢，他就发抖。
So when the Israelites face God, they tremble.
然后呢，十九节里面呢，他们就对摩西说：“求你和我们说话，我们必信；不要神和我们说话，恐怕我们死了。”
So in verse 19, they said to Moses, "Speak to us yourself, and we will listen. But do not have God speak to us, or we will die."
那为什么以色列人见到神的时候，他们会惧怕死？
Why do they have fear when they face God? Because they face the holiness of God. When they face the holiness of God, they think about their own sins. So we have the instinct that we know if we commit sin, we shall die. So when they face God, they fear that they may die. How do you face the holiness of God? So the standard of God's holiness is His law. So when we talked about each of the Ten Commandments in the past, we are giving the conclusion of the law. So when they received the Ten Commandments, they get to know the standard of holiness.
那么呢，神的律法也帮助他们自己，让他们知道自己有罪。
So God's law taught them they are sinful.
好像呢，一个考试让一个学生知道呢，他是达不到的标准一样。
Just like a test made the students realize they cannot reach the perfect standard.
那我不知道呢，你们有没有看过一个电影叫？Insanity.
Have you seen this movie, 林来疯? That's Chinese translation. So this is the story of Jeremy Lin. We know that Jeremy went to Harvard as an undergrad.
然后呢，他有一段呢是很有趣的，形容他刚去哈佛的时候的一个经历。
There was a very interesting story about when he first arrived at Harvard.
那你要知道呢 ，Jeremy Lin 其实呢，他不是我们说不是一个波流，他念书其实念得很好的一个。
Actually, he is a very good student. He almost got a perfect score on the SAT. But he entered Harvard not because of his academics. He went because he played basketball.
Placement test 就是我都不知道怎么翻译 placement test， 就是去，其实这个学期还没开始呢，他就去考试。
So before the start of it, he went to take the test. The purpose of the test was to find out where they could place him in the class. The first test is the mathematics. So just like you other students, you sit down, the teacher starts saying. So if you look at this test, if you don't know anything of it, just turn it over, get up and leave. So Jeremy took the test, he didn't understand, he turned it over and left. So the second day he went to take the Chinese test. So the teacher said the same. So he looked at them, he doesn't understand, so he put them back and left. And then he called his mother. Said, Mom, you better be prepared. Because Harvard is different from our previous school. Even before I started the class, I failed the two tests. Can you pass the test of holiness from God? If 10 commandment is our test, are you confident she can pass? Some says I'm positive I can pass it. So all my whole life, I can face God and the earth and my own conscience. So for those people, don't be too happy too soon. When you go back, ask your spouse. Ask your parents. Ask your children. Ask your friends, classmates, and colleagues. Then ask your own conscience. You really reach that standard? Or we're just like a journey. When we look at the test, we cannot pass any of it. But good fear doesn't stop just here. So the good fear brings us obedience. This is what Moses said to the people. So Moses said to the people, do not fear, for God has come to test you, that the fear of him may be before you, that you may not sin. So when I talk about the fear, so people, the brothers ask me, is the fear the same as being reverent? So I ask them, what's your definition for being reverent? If you are thinking about honor, then we know in verse 20 it's not that word.
Honor, 这个字是用在
So honor is used in number 5 of the commandment, honor thy parents. So what's the meaning of fear? So the simplest is fear. It appeared twice in verse 20. The first, Moses said, do not fear. So later in English says that the fear of him, but the Chinese translation is revere him. So you can understand the same meaning, it's simple. It's just fear. So Moses is verse 20 is telling them, don't fear that. You need to fear God. Then you will not sin. So you would not face God's judgment. I recently heard a broadcasting. So David Brook is a commentator from New York Times. So someone asked him a question, his audience asked, why in the United States the moral decayed so fast? His answer was simple, because we lost the concept of sin. So before 1940, if you're telling them they need to know the sin, they would not commit it. But post the Second World War, the people become tired. They do not want to face sin.
So in 1946, Peace of Mind, 是一个犹太的拉比所写的。
So in 1946, this book was published by a rabbi, a Jewish rabbi. He says that the Ten Commandments frustrates people. We need a new Ten Commandments.
You are wonderful.
So the first commandment is, you are so wonderful, you are so perfect. So this book was so popular for 56 weeks in a row, it was a bestseller. Then there was another book, is like a 成熟的心, Mature Mind. In this book, he said, don't tell me that I'm a sinner. You tell me that I'm perfect. So this was a, for 30 weeks was the best seller.
The Power of Positive Thinking.
So this is another book, is 正方面思想的力量.
这个作者这位巴特呢，他写了以后呢，这本书96个礼拜成为最畅销的书。
So this book for 96 weeks was a bestseller.
他在书里面点指到这些父母。
So he tells the parents in this book,
如果你的儿女偷你的东西。
If your children steal from you,
你知道了。
You know.
你应该怎么做？
What should you do?
你不要罚他。
Don't punish them.
你告诉他。
You tell him.
下一次如果你想要这个东西，你告诉我，我就给你。
Next time, if you want this thing, you ask me, I will give it to you.
1950年呢 ，Carl Rogers 呢，他就提倡我们叫 humanistic psychology， 人本的心理学。
So the Carl Rogers and he become the client-centered psychologist.
他说你要相信自己。
He tells us to believe in ourselves.
他问谁是神呢？
He asks, who is God?
就是你里面的小心音就是神。
It's the little whisper inside of you that is God.
当你不惧怕罪的时候，你就会放纵自己。
So if you do not fear sin, then you would indulge yourself.
当你不怕罪的时候，你最后连神也不怕。
When you do not fear sin, you will not fear God.
但是当你怕神的时候，你就会怕犯罪。
So if you fear God, then you would fear to commit sin.
你怕犯罪的时候，你就会顺服神。
So when you fear sin, you would be obedient to God.
最后一点呢，我想提出来的就是，好的惧怕呢带来中保。
So the next is that good fear.Brings us a mediator.
那当你见到神的威严的时候，他想到自己的罪。
When you face the glory of God, you think about your sin.
他们都向摩西求。
Then they ask Moses.
他在21节里面，在他求他求摩西的，就是。神不要直接跟他们讲话了，我们通过摩西去讲，听神的话好了。
They ask Moses not to let God directly speak to him, but only speak to them through Moses.
你看见摩西成为以色列人跟神之间的一个中保。
So now you see that Moses become a mediator between God and the Israelites.
所以我希望你读这个圣经的时候，你要留意。掌握这一点，就是人去敬拜神的时候，你必须要通过一个中保。
So when you read this passage, you remember one thing: if one goes to worship God, we must go through a mediator.
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
人是有罪的。
Men are sinful.
你直接走到神面前，你唯一的后果就是死。
If you go directly to God, the only consequence is death.
但是在旧约圣经里面呢，他给我们一个观念，就是你可以通过一个中保来到神面前。
But in this passage, it gives us a concept we can go through a mediator to God.
在旧约里面呢，这个中保说是好像这个自私啊，跟这些自理的东西。
So in the Old Testament, this mediator is the priest and all the sacrifices.
但是呢，圣经告诉我们，这些都是暂时的。
But the Bible tells us those are only temporary.
他在生命记里面呢，他讲到将来呢会有另外一个中保来到他们中间。
So in Deuteronomy it says there will be a mediator come before them in the future.
其实呢，这个就在生命记里面呢18章的时候呢，摩西再去讲起40年前神降临的这个经历。
So in Deuteronomy, Moses went again to reteach the commitment of 40 years ago.
他讲到了当时 你们说仇敌 不再叫我听见耶和华我神的声音，也不再叫我见到这大火，免得我死亡。
所以摩西说 Moses said that let us not hear the voice of the Lord our God nor see this great fire anymore.
但是耶和华就对他们说 你们所说的我必在你们弟兄中间给你们兴起一位先知像你，我要将当说的话传给他，他要将我一切的吩咐传给你。
That God says I will rise up for them a prophet like you from among their fellow Israelites, and I will put my words in his mouth. He will tell them everything I command him.
所以呢，在旧约里面，他是我们摩西，他是一个暂时的一个中保。
So in the Old Testament, it tells us Moses is a temporary mediator.
但是呢，将来会来一个永恒的一个中保。
Then there will be an eternal mediator in the future. So this is our Lord Jesus Christ. So when the first thing happened when our Lord Jesus died on the cross is that the curtain that split from top to down.
这个是告诉我们，人在乎因为罪的问题的生存分开。
That tells us we are no longer separate from God because of our sin.
当耶稣成为我们的中保的时候，我们就可以来到神的面前。
So when Jesus become our mediator, we can come directly to the presence of God.
然后圣经告诉我们，耶稣是怎么成为我们的中保。
The Bible says, how does Jesus become our mediator? Is today want us to imitate our Lord Jesus? So the Bible teaches us to believe in our Lord Jesus. He says that if we believe in our Lord Jesus, then we can become righteous. What is faith?
信就是你依靠。
Faith is depending on.
从前你这个人依靠摩西来到神面前。
So in the past, the Israelites depend on Moses to come before God.
今天我们依靠主耶稣来到神面前。
So today we depend on Lord Jesus come before God.
这个呢就是罗马书五章一到二节里面告诉我们。
This is what taught us in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
我们既因信称义，就指着我们的主耶稣基督，这与神相合。我们又指着他因信，这进入现在所站立的这恩典中，并且盼盼时时盼望神的荣耀。
Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into His grace, in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God.
惧怕都是不好的吗？
Is fear all bad?
我想不是。
I don't think so.
好的惧怕把我们呢可以正确的面对神给的事实。
So good fear can make us face God accurately.
我们知道神与人呢是有分别的。
We know there's a difference between God and man.
好的惧怕也帮助我们了解的罪的后果。
So good fear teaches us the consequence of sin.
警惕我们人不要犯罪。
So remind us not to commit sin.
好的惧怕也让我们呢去寻找一个中保。
So good fear teaches us to seek a mediator.
因为我们知道我们罪人没有可能靠自己来到神的面前。
We know that we ourselves cannot come before God by ourselves. If you are not still a believer yet, now you understand that Jesus is your mediator. You can make a decision. So you can make a prayer to God in three things. You can tell God, I know you are the true only God. I am a sinner. I cannot come before you by myself. Now I believe Lord Jesus is my Savior and my Mediator. I can come to the God through our Lord Jesus. When you make such a prayer to tell God, you will become child of God. If you are a believer, we can come to God through our Lord Jesus. You do not need to stay a distance away outside the door. You come directly into the mercy seat. You will receive caring and mercy from God. You do no longer need to fear the glory of God. Because you are children of God. You can expect with joy the glory of God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. You taught us that we as men are different from God. We're not equal. Before we understood this, we proudly criticized. So now we realize, so we return to the place where ought to be. May God help each one of us to depend on Lord Jesus as our mediator. So we can come joyfully before your presence. Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen. 谢谢牧师。